Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Hope everything's going well. Today I want to talk about a little bit of exploration in DALL-E that I thought was very interesting for image generation. Just sort of triggered once from a successful prompt that then gave me some ideas, and I'm just exploring that in a couple ways. And that is basically adding from the perspective of. In this case, what I did was a massive willow tree from the perspective of an ant. And I've actually seen some even more interesting renders of this where it's like showing an ant directly on the ground, sort of looking up with the massive scope and with like sort of the vision that an ant may have of a tree. And I thought that this was really fascinating sort of modifier that you could put on the DALL-E image generation engine or any image generation system in general that allows you to create images from a certain perspective that I think opens up a lot of doors. And I'll duplicate this one just so you can show a couple, and then hopefully I'm going to see if I can get another version of this on the fly so we can see and I don't look like an idiot. But here is the same same prompt, massive willow tree from the perspective of a bird. And you can see very, intelligently took the bird's perspective of flying above the tree, looking down on that willow tree and giving you that image in the end. So I thought that one was really fascinating. I originally tried to do one as a squirrel. Now I want to check out these two, ant versus tree branch. It looks like there's a lot of similarities, even possibly almost the same images here. And I put a little bit of a modifier on it. And also, a tree branch is not a being, but from that perspective, you do get, you do get this image generated in this view, even if not fully accurate. I also tried one more, which was from the perspective of a shark. My original shark one didn't work, and then I did a perspective of the shark in the ocean. Now this one seemed a little bit less impactful. First of all, why is a shark doing that? Where is the shark? It probably doesn't know where to place this. So while there are many nonsensical things, you can see that maybe it can't handle all of them, or it doesn't make sense for a shark to have an environment in it, in the water there. And that's why I got the one that I got. I'm going to click quickly here just to show what we would see if we just typed in a massive tree, the actual image generation that we would get there. So you do still see a couple ones with the branch, but generally you start to see a little bit more of a further back view. And then I wanted to do one last test one on the fly. So we've got a massive willow tree from the perspective of a person climbing the tree. And again, all I wanted to show with this, in this video, just a very quick one, is that there's an option to add modifiers that can make a huge difference on the output that DALL-E creates for you. In this case, if you add from the perspective of, it generally seems to understand that there is a person. There we go, beautiful. This one you can actually see the person, and this one you can see the person. But these two, it looks much more like a human actually climbing the trees. And I just think generally the understanding of DALL-E to know that that there is a perspective looking through the eyes of a being, and that knowing that that being, or even in this case, a tree branch, should have a modification on the output of the image, shows some of the intelligence that the system has. And I think if you are creating art, if you're creating images from this, is a worthwhile thing to check out and try. So hope you enjoyed this video, just a short, tight one, as I sort of experiment continuously with OpenAI's DALL-E image generation. I've shared how to get access to it. I've also shared some alternatives to it, and generally enjoying this journey a lot as I explore this. Hope you are too. If you have any other prompts that are interesting to you that you've found or uncovered, please feel encouraged to send me a message, drop it in the comments below, or in general, if you're interested or curious or you have ideas for prompts, because it's breaking my brain trying to think of them sometimes, send me a message. Appreciate everyone who checks these videos out very much. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.